Firefighters, friends, and family honor Michael Kennedy this morning at a funeral in West Roxbury. He was one of the two Boston firefighters killed in a 9-alarm blaze that ripped through a brownstone in the Back Bay last week. The other firefighter, Lieutenant Edward Walsh, was remembered yesterday at his funeral in Watertown, where he was described as a gentle giant. WBUR's Asma Khalid has our story.
Forty-three years ago, Walsh's mother carried him into St. Patrick's Church in Watertown for his baptism. Yesterday, he was carried into this same little brick church again, but this time by fellow firefighters.
Brothers down in the end, just please line up in the back.
So much has been said about the brotherhood that exists between firefighters, and it's not an exaggeration. Thousands of them, from Houston to Montreal, lined the streets to salute Walsh. Michael Wayne drove 13 hours from Rocky Mount, North Carolina. He's a fourth-generation firefighter, and he says he felt it was his duty to be here.
We all had the same passion, the same will, desire to help other people, and just like a big family, a big family.
Inside the church, friends, fellow firefighters, and politicians sang Walsh's praises.
Every day he went to work, he put himself on the line for us.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh navigated his first big moment of crisis as a new mayor.
Let us be inspired by his example, and let each of us try to bring his spirit of service to our own communities. That's the way we will remember him always.
Lieutenant Ed Walsh was described by many people as a man with integrity, destined to do great things.
Some people wonder all their lives if they've ever made a difference. Eddie Walsh did not have that problem.
That's Rich Paris, president of the local Boston Firefighters Union.
A dear friend said to me yesterday that God knew who he was getting when he took two of our best firefighters. We are all here to serve as best we can in the time God gives us. And you can bet St. Florian, our patron saint, met Eddie at the gates of heaven and said, "Well done, my good and faithful friend. Well done."
His words echoed out of the church, broadcast on loudspeakers to the firefighters from across the country who couldn't fit inside. They then listened to Walsh's sister, Kathy Malone. She spoke about their special sibling bond.
"My favorite memories include the times when our families were together. Ed would man the grill. We'd have a cold one. The kids would play. And life was easy."
Malone described her brother as a natural-born leader with an enviable drive on the golf course, a loving, honest man.
"I'll miss hanging out on the patio, sitting by the campfire in Maine, talking about anything and everything. If the timekeeper of life kept track, he may have noticed this man. He may have noticed that this man has, in fact, lived a full life. Eddie lived more in 43 years than many of us will do in 80.
Lieutenant Ed Walsh lived in West Roxbury with his wife, Kristen, and their three children, who were all under the age of 10. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.